Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The pharmaceutical company Pfizer has been operating in Ireland for many years, since 1969, and now, in a story in The Currency, Tom Lines reports that they are going to begin manufacturing their COVID-19 vaccine here. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
This is big news. What's the Pfizer plan for Ireland and the COVID vaccine?
Well, it's massive and very good news. The plan is a secret plan that they've been working on for a number of months. A group of people down in Grange Gorman, which is their site in West Dublin. This is a very sophisticated site. It's a site that is capable of dealing with biologics, and they have been investing very heavily in making the space available to allow manufacturing and to bring this product to the market from Ireland, hopefully sometime this year.
Okay, and what do they do in Grange Castle at the moment?
They make various different biologic drugs down there, and one of the things that they do already is they have been doing some testing on the COVID-19 vaccine down there, Claire,
okay.
And they've also made other vaccines, so they do have a level of experience and skill that is required to make this type of vaccine, which is so badly needed in Europe.
I just wonder, and I don't know if you know the answer to this question, why they chose Grange Castle and not Ringaskiddy and Newbridge, where they also have plants?
It's just to do with those in Ringaskiddy, they're making a different type of drugs and types of products, and this type of treatment, which is mRNA vaccine, that plant in Grange Gorman is the newest plant, and it's the one that has been purpose-built to build this class of drugs. So that's why they're doing it there and not doing it in Cork.
Okay, and this will be very interesting for lots of reasons, but this will undoubtedly have an impact, would you say, on our own supply and then supplies and distribution in Europe?
Has to, particularly as we see new strains emerging, of COVID-19. You know, we're hearing about the India strain, so there's undoubtedly we're going to be, you know, we're getting our current rollout of vaccines, which is now moving very, very quickly. But as different strains emerge, we may have to get new vaccines, or we may have to get booster vaccines in order to cope with them. So having this on our doorstep in Ireland is obviously a major plus. And it's also a major plus for Europe, which has been experiencing such shortages. I mean, Pfizer currently only makes these vaccines in Belgium. Its partner BioNTech has a plant in Germany, which is manufacturing. And both of those plants have been operating at maximum capacity, but it just isn't enough. We know that earlier this year, Pfizer, BioNTech said that they were hoping to make 2 billion doses in 2021. If they're able to bring new manufacturing facilities on stream, they're obviously going to be able to increase that number, which is not just good news for Ireland, but I mean, it's good news for Europe. And it's good news, hopefully, for the developing world and other countries which haven't even begun to get the type of vaccines that they require.
Well, we asked Pfizer for a comment on all of this, and here's their reply. I know you've been talking to them as well, Tom, but this is what they told us. Thanks for the query. This is a speculative piece. We have not said anything. That's from the Director of Policy and Public Affairs at Pfizer. What do you read into that?
Well, I'd note that they haven't denied it.
They haven't denied it. They haven't denied it. Do you know how far along in the process they are? So the big question is, when will we see the first vaccines being rolled out here?
Well, it's top secret, but they have said a couple of things that we, you know, publicly in relation to this. They said last November they're investing $300 million in expanding the capacity of all of their plants in Ireland. And I believe that part of that plan announced last November was that they were trying to free up the space within their existing buildings and their existing facilities to allow this type of manufacturing take place. So it's been, in my view, it's been going on since last November. And I know from multiple sources, this is something that they've been working on for months in top secret. And gradually they've been bringing more and more people into the loop on this. And they've put more and more resources into this effort. And you know, it's going to happen.
There was another development around the Pfizer vaccine as well in the last couple of days, when we learned that refrigeration is easier now than before. So the vaccine, it's easier to store it and to transport it, which will mean a lot in terms of getting it out from here to Europe, if that's the plan.
This is huge. You know, the fact that you can store it in an ordinary refrigerator for up to 4 weeks. We have all of the supply chains already in place in Ireland to all of these countries all right around the world. I mean, we are, you know, probably the number one place in Europe in terms of pharmaceuticals and biopharmaceuticals. We have the ports, we have the airports, we have the supply chains to roll these products out very quickly. But having that month in order to do it is really important, particularly when you're trying to get to, you know, transfer large amounts of vaccines, you know, thousands of kilometres, you know, which would be to the far end of the EU. And ultimately, you would think that Pfizer is thinking even bigger than that. They're thinking about, how do we get enough vaccines out there to, you know, vaccinate the world?
Tom, thanks very much for bringing us that news. Tom Lyons there, breaking that story on the currency. We'll take a quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.